This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In this year's presidential contest, no constituency is too small to matter. A few hundred votes in a swing state could determine the outcome. The Bush and Kerry campaigns have been appealing to one constituency that is very small, Orthodox Jews. American Jews have historically voted Democratic, but the Bush campaign thinks the most observant members of the Jewish community can be swayed this year. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
It's not so much who they are as where they are. Tens of thousands of Orthodox Jews live in places like Philadelphia, Cleveland, Miami, and parts of New Jersey, major swing states where President Bush and John Kerry have been running a near tie. A chunk of that community's vote could put either candidate over the edge. Pita Hut is in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Miami, Florida, one of the most prominent swing states. The sign outside advertises Glatt Kosher Israeli Restaurant, shawarma, falafel, steaks, hummus, shish kebab, and salad bar. Rabbi Jory Lang has a burger and fries, no cheese. He describes himself as a one-issue voter, and the issue is Israel.
Jews should be voting Republican, regardless of the fact that it's Bush that they'd be voting for. The Republicans have been the ones supporting Israel, not Kennedy, not the Democrats, it's the Republicans.
The Bush campaign sees an opportunity in the Orthodox community, and not just because of the president's Israel policies. Tevi Troy is a deputy policy director at Bush Cheney 04. He's not the campaign's official Jewish liaison, but as an Orthodox Jew himself, he's become the unofficial representative for outreach to observant communities.
What we found is that more observant people of whatever their religion tend to be more amenable to our message. And so Orthodox Jews don't have the initial hostility that many Jews have had over the years to Republicans. So they're more open to our messages, not only on faith-based initiatives, but also on anti-Semitism, on Israel, and on the war on terror.
He says President Bush has generally been more faith-friendly than his predecessors, and Troy believes that appeals to religious people whatever their persuasion. Zvi Gittleman is a Judaic Studies and Political Science professor at the University of Michigan. He says it isn't that Orthodox Jews necessarily like President Bush.
When you question Bush's domestic policies or his policies in Iraq, the answer is, yes, that's all true, and I really don't like Bush's policies on this or that. But on Israel, I know where he stands. That's the single most important issue for me. I will hold my nose and vote for George Bush.
The Kerry campaign is trying to counteract that potential trend. Their secret weapon? John Kerry's younger brother. Cameron Kerry converted to Judaism 21 years ago, and he's been one of the campaign's representatives for the Orthodox community.
I think that people in the community who feel a very deep bond with Israel want to know that a candidate is going to be strong on that issue. But once that's established, you move to a lot of other issues. And people are deeply concerned about that. They're very deeply concerned with economic issues, with health care.
Cameron Kerry and Tevi Troy have both spoken to groups of Orthodox Jewish leaders in New York. Nathan Diamond has been at both campaigns' meetings. He's public policy director for the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations in America. And Diamond's excited to see both campaigns paying attention to Orthodox voters, regardless of the outcome.
From a certain perspective, the Orthodox community was the latecomer, if you will, to Jewish political activism. And it's only over the last 10, 15, maybe 20 years that the Orthodox community has really built up an infrastructure of political activism that's brought its presence into sharper focus.
And he says that political presence may finally make the difference in a very close, very important vote. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.